Okay, today I want to talk about a topic from this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu falls asleep in Beis El. He wakes up and he says, "Manoira hamokim hazeh ein zeki in Beis Elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim." The first time we learn about the concept of Beis Elokim is this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu says that he has a revelation. Now this mokim, the place where he fell asleep, will one day be the Beis Hamigdash.
You know the joke about him?
No.
When he went to sleep, there were 12 Avonim, right? He wakes up, there's one Ev, and he's, "Oh, this must be a shul. They were fighting."
Ooh, okay, very good.
All the klets, the stones of the shul fight?
But they all made peace. That's not most shuls. Fighting doesn't turn out well.
No, there was a shul, so they were fighting.
Okay, so we learn about a Beis Elokim. So a lot of the Sfarim, the halachic Sfarim on the parasha, they discuss various matters relating to the tzura of a Beis HaKnesses. So I want to briefly discuss some of these ideas. Let's focus on Neiros. In many shuls, there's divergent customs as to what to do when you go up to the Amud. Many shuls that we are familiar with, there are no candles. There is an electric menorah. That's what I've been brought up. Most of us lately, I've seen a lot of shuls that they become more traditional, where in addition to having, of course, the shul is illuminated with electric lights, and many of them have a beautiful, electric menorah. In addition, some shuls, the custom is to light candles before every tefillah. How many candles do they light? They're different customs. Most light two. I know some light, Rabbi Kahn, I don't know if he lights five. And some, they have a minute on a day when you say tachnun, you light three. And on Shabbos, you light five. There are different customs, but there is an inyan of lighting a candle when you daven. Now, in addition to lighting the candle, there's also the ner tamid. Every shul has a custom to have a ner tamid, which is continuously lit. Is it lit even when no one is there? That is a very good question.
How would you know?
It's like the joke I once told you about why in the siddur does they print Shema Yisrael? When was the last time someone ever looked in the siddur when they said Shema Yisrael? You're supposed to cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael. So they could save ink. Could you imagine how much ink the printers could have saved if they would never print Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? So why? It's a large print. All that ink for waste. No one is looking. The children close their eyes. So they're not using that. So why? You know what the answer is? Because no one would buy a sitter if it didn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem. It's a marketing technique. It's never going to be used. No, would you buy a sitter if it doesn't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad? You wouldn't buy a sitter. Will you ever look at it? No, you're not supposed to ever look at those words. You're supposed to be covering your eyes.
If you look at Oscar, they have like three little lines before Shema and three little lines after Shema.
But they don't need to say the Shema. They could have the three little lines. Okay, so we have a custom of having, so yes, and Gukash, how do you know the Ner Tamid goes down when you close the lights? Because you're not supposed to be in Shulin, so you don't know if the Ner Tamid is there. Okay, so where does all of this come from? So the answer is, there's a pasuk in Yeshai. Everyone comes back to pasuk Yeshai where it says, "Kibdu es Hashem b'urim." Give honor to Hashem with lights. Urim. Urim means, Urim is plural, lights.
It's called Chag Urim.
It's lights. So what is lights? Lights, Blush and Rab. This is the main mikvah that before a person gets up to daven, you should give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with lights. The lights are not for illumination. It has nothing to do. You could have a shul that is the most, that is well lit. It can be midday. Midday in Yerushalayim on an outer base, HaKnesses, there is still an inyan that you should light two neiros, because the lights are not for illumination. The lights give cover to HaKadosh Baruch. Why? Because light and neiros is associated with spirituality with the neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The neshama is called the ner. When a person davens, his neshama is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a focus on the neshama. The neshama is what connects. In order to emphasize that point, kiddush Hashem when we light life. Being with Loshen Rabbim, there's a need to light two lights. That is one makar for the meaning of lighting neros before we daven. Another makar is very simple. The Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash maat. What did we have in the Beis HaMikdash? There was the menorah. Lahalois ner yarech oisei Aaron uvanav me'erev ad boker lefnei Hashem tamid. Aaron lit neros. It was lit me'erev boker lefnei Hashem tamid. You list the question. That's only true at night. What about during the day? No kasha. The ner tam. The ner maravi. Chazal tell us bezman sheyishol oisim ritzon shol makayim. The ner maravi would last the entire day. They put enough oil for it to last the start at night for 12 hours. They lit it at night and it remained all the way through for the next 24 hours. It was a miracle. The Ner Maravi was continuous. Therefore, when we come into the Beis HaKnesses and we dive in, we should also have a Ner lit. The Ner that's lit should be connected to the Ner Maravi. So the truth is, what?
They lit the
Ner
Maravi Friday night. It was a little dark when they lit.
Yes, they light. It's Doicha Shabbos. It's Doicha. Not all the Neros at night. Not the Ner. They light on Friday night all of the Neros. How can you light the Neros at night? It's not the light in the Chil Shabbos. Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos. Lahalos me'erev ad boker was lit at night. Now, according to the Rambam, by the way, the Rambam holds they lit the Ner twice, that day again. And certainly, we have Neros in the Beis HaKnesses for. So the truth is, that's why we have the combination. We Moshuls have a combination of both. We have a Ner Tamid. The Ner Tamid primarily is a Zecher for the Ner Ma'aravi. You know, we think that the miracle of Chanukah is once a year. That's not so. The miracle of Chanukah took place during the Bayit Sheni. The miracle of Chanukah took place every single day. Every single day, they lit the Ner. They only put enough oil for 12 hours, and one of the Neros survived for 24 hours. That's the miracle of Chanukah. The oil lasts longer than it should. Up derech hateva. It's the main. The miracle of Chanukah was just an expansion of the Ner, of the miracle that existed throughout the Tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman sheyishol oisim ritzon shel makom. That itself is a very interesting idea, because you know, when we focus on Chanukah, there were many Chanukah now in Chodesh Kislev. Now it's legitimate time to talk about Chanukah. We think about Chanukah. There were many miracles. There were hundreds of miracles. Like let's say about the war in Eretz Yisrael over the summer, the Gaza war. There were hundreds, thousands of miracles. People that were involved telling me the miracles right and left. So why from all the miracles they focus on the menorah? The menorah was from the smallest miracles. And in fact it was a miracle that no one even knew about. Only the Kohanim who were in the Beis HaMikdash behind closed doors, they knew about it. The answer is, one of them, there are many answers to this question, one of the answers is they focused on an old miracle, an expansion of a pre-existing. There were new miracles that happened during the time of Chanukah. Miracles never happened before. Giborim b'yad chaloshim. But the Ner of the menorah, this is not a new miracle. This is an old miracle. Every single day, the Shemen of the menorah was only for 12 hours and it lasted for 24 hours. So the Bedavka went back to their roots, to the Shirashim. We want to focus on miracles. Let's not skip steps. Let's take a miracle in order to express our appreciation to the Shparchu that you have done for us miracles. Let's do something which we recognize that Hashem, you're doing miracles not just for us now in this generation, but you've done for us miracles to all the generations. They've taken a concept, the miracle which existed and was expanded upon, and that was the focus. That itself is especially a very interesting idea when it comes to Chanukah. But why do we have in the Beis HaKnesses a Ner Tamid? The Ner Tamid corresponds to the Ner Ma'aravi that was miraculously lit 24/7. So when you look at the Ner Ma'aravi in the Beis HaKnesses, when you're really looking at the Chanukah, the end of the Chanukah miracle in the Beis HaKnesses throughout the entire year. We have the menorah on Chanukah once a year, 8 days a year. But the Ner Ma'aravi is the end of the Chanukah miracle that took place every single day during the entire time of the Beis HaMikdash. In addition to the Ner Ma'aravi, we're also Mekayim Kibdu Es Hashem Be'urim, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with lights, and the meal before you light the menorah, before you daven, you should light neros. Now I saw a lot of things that are in the Minag Yisrael Torah. that 5-6 volume set of Minhag Yisrael Torah. The Mechaber was recently Nifter. So he has this, some very interesting ideas, and he brings a lot of chassidisha in the courage for these ideas, and he says an incredible chiddush. I think from Rav Shinova, the Shinova Rebbe, he says that even the kiddush es Hashem buurim, those two lights, there are those that are makbid should be treated with the same rules as the ner of the menorah. L'may nafkemina, when you light Chanukah neros, hadlaka is a mitzvah. Or Hanukkah is a mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, do they first light it and then bring the menorah into position? No. The mitzvah is the hadlaka. First, everything should be in position, and when you light it, that is the mitzvah. Therefore, when you light the neros before you get up to daven, it's like hadlakas ha-menorah. That's what the Shinova Rebbe says. An incredible chiddush. We don't take it so seriously. We just light it. He holds no. It's like hadlakas ha-neros. The neila. The neros should be in position and they should be lit. Not like what sometimes people do is they light it from the side, they have a hard time getting it lit, you light it, and then you put it in position. Okay, Nachnami, these things are not ma'akev one bit, but on if you can set up a system where it's going to be lit on a permanent basis, it should be a me'ain of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. This is not a very chiddush, which we don't do because of safety reasons. They should never be put out. When you light it, once you light it, you don't put them out. You get up to daven mincha, you light the neros, you don't put it out. People are machpir, you don't have to never blow out a ner. Because the person, the way a ner represents the person's neshama, vayipach ba'apa of nishmas chayim, Hashem blew the spirit of life into man's nostrils. So since the life came through blowing, you don't take away life through blowing. If you want to put it out, you put it out indirectly by smothering it or by suffocating the oxygen of the nair. But the Shinova Rebbe says, no, you should not even lechatchila, you should not even extinguish the nair. Let them remain lit. Let them remain lit for until they go out. Obviously, that is not an option for most of us. First of all, it can be very expensive in some shuls. And number two, it's sakana. It's a very big sakana to leave a ner going. Now he says another amazing chiddush. Shinova Rebbe says it used to be hakpar to use chelif, fat.
That's,
what?
That's the reason for Abdullah when he put it out.
Right, Havdalah, right, you don't blow it out. You don't blow it out. You don't blow out. It's a minig not to blow out fire. Because when you blow out fire, what about a birthday? It's very bizarre. It just defeats the purpose. A birthday cake, so you blow out all the candles. So you're celebrating life.
It's not an
Ner Mitzvah. Okay, but even not an Ner Mitzvah. There's like probably you don't blow out. So that I know we want to talk about birthday. That's a very big problem. It's not a Jewish minig to blow out candles. Okay, yeah, you do what you have to do. You're not going to embarrass someone. Makes your birthday a surprise birthday cake. Happy birthday. I don't want to tell you how many candles they lit.
So, okay. A candle that doesn't burn up.
Yeah, well, a birthday boy, an English birthday is a...
All right, but it's not... It's a celebration on English birthday is also significant. We know that. The Torah acknowledges the solar counting. There is something to it. 9/11, to commemorate 9/11 on 9/11, there's something to it. In halacha, Torah sanctions. What? That also. That's yard site. Both. There's no question about it. There's no question that the Torah says Shana Tamima. There are many halachas in Shulchan Aruch where we learn from the Torah Shana Tamima. Shana Tamima. The Bate Orechayma. The redeeming Bate Orechayma. Shana Tamima, which means the solar calendar. Which basically means, and there's a leap year, there's a whole question. You have a leap year, so you follow Shana Tamima. There's a leap year. Yeah, you have such shilas, but generally, there's a mazel, and there's definitely something to a person's secular birthday. It cannot be ignored. To what degree should it be honored? That's another story. But there's something there as well.
You know, they didn't observe the secular birthday, not even the Hebrew birthday.
No. So it's a mashayla. Do you observe Yom Hayledes Paro? Paro was birthday. Does that mean that it's a bad thing? Only Paro had birthday parties, but we shouldn't follow in his ways.
They never celebrate.
Or the, okay. So it's everyone is different. Some people they're different. The Gedolei so that. They say that they made a birthday party for the Chavetz Chaim every year. Okay, they say, that's what they say. And they say that he got younger every year. when he got to the age, I heard from Rabbi Leizer Ginsburg, he gave they had in Kensington near to Avadas. They started in the last couple of years on his yard site. They started having an asifa in the Zeshul, the Lev Avram. I don't know. There's one Baal Abbas. He very much wanted it, very very much. He wanted there to be a Yom HaZikaron for the Chofetz Chaim. So he sponsored, he put up signs, got speakers. So one of the years I was there, happened to be the Davening Maariv on his yard site. On his yard site. So he spoke, he said some fascinating things at the Chofetz Chaim. So one of the things he said was that the Chofetz Chaim, the Sof Yomov, they made from birthday parties. They mamash made birthday parties for his family and then Talmidim, and every year he got younger. Why? He basically says that no one really knows how old he was. We don't really know. They say he was this, that. No one really knows. So it's no way to know. But they know when his birthday was. And he was approximately, whatever, close to 100. And they were afraid of Ayin Hara. Happy birthday, you're 98 years old. Someone's going to give an Ayin Hara. So if last year he was 96, this year you're 95. And the next year, how old is he? Well, 94. 93, Ayin Hara. So he got younger and younger every year. And therefore the Mumchim claim that he was older, is a lot older than they really think. He mamish and arich hashem that we don't even know about. Alright, is it true or not true? I don't know if this is bummais or not, whatever it is. It's not important. Okay, but this thing of kivdu es hashem b'urim, not to blot. Now here's the fascinating thing, Rav Shimon Rebbe says, it used to be that there was a hakpada, you should use chalef, the fats of animals for the neros in the Beis HaKnesses, not wax, mamish chalef. Why? Because it used to be when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the chalef of a behema would go on the Mizbeach as a carbon. But Bizman HaZed, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So at least let us, since the whole purpose of Tefillah is in the Shalma Fodim Sifaseinu, if the Kibdu Es Hashem B'urim is done through chalef of an animal, and that chalef is burning, that's a me'ein. It's a small degree, a token fulfillment of bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu a karma. Incredible chiddush to say such a thing. But he says this. I would say this. You left me out. The Shinva Rebbe, the holy Shinva Rebbe says this in the Torah, and the Minhag Yisrael quotes this. I thought it to be really something a little bit different. Okay. Now, so we have the Ner Tamim, we have the Shinva Rebbe. Now here's a very interesting question: is to what degree is this thing holy? These neros, Rebbe Nafkamin on Yom Tov. This is a halachic issue. On Yom Tov, there's a prohibition to light what's called a Ner Shel Batola, a Ner that's for no purpose at all. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to light. You're allowed to do Malacha L'Tzarech Oichel Nefesh. So if you're lighting a fire in order to kindle an oven, it is permitted. But are you allowed to light a fire in order for what's called a ner shel batola? Absolutely not. What about in the Beis HaKnesses? You come to shul the night of Yom Tov, Pesach night, or Sukkos, and you get up to Daven Maariv in front of the Aron HaKodesh. Are you allowed to light the two neros in front of the Amud called the ner? Is this, what status of Kedusha does it have? So the person can say it has full Kedusha. This brings out the point. It's not Ner Shel Batola. It's Mutter. You're allowed to light, it's Litzorich, it has Kedusha. You're allowed to light these Neros on Yom Tov.
Ner Shel Batola, does that include a Yorzai candle on Yom Tov?
Yes, the halacha lechatchila before.
Instead of lighting it on Yom
Tov, lechatchila you should light it before. It's brought down, but b'diavad you can light a yaretz akin on Yom Tov as well. If you forget to light the yitzchak akin on Yom Tov, it's b'diavad you can light on Yom Tov because people get very upset about it. So it's called a tzarech. Lechatchila the yaretz akin should be lit before Yom Tov begins. B'diavad, if you forgot to do so, you can light on Yom Tov itself. That's also another example. Another nafgamina lahalacha. Are you allowed to use the neros that are in front of the amud mitzvah Shabbos for havdalah in the Beis HaKnesses? So the answer is no. You're not allowed to use because the neros that you use, or that you use for havdalah, borei ma'ori ho'esh, must be lit for the purpose of illumination, light. But if they're not lit for illumination, they're lit for honor, for kavod, to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that is not a valid or that can be used for the bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh. But so you light one specifically for this purpose. Yom Kippur, you're really supposed to light three neros. People don't know because they don't do this. You're supposed to light a ner yahrzeit candle, and then there is the ner shashavas, and then there is a ner neshama. Yom Kippur is a special Indian of lighting a candle, ner neshama. It really borders upon this idea of lighting a ner. Ner is for the neshama. That's what lighting the Beis HaKnesses. But Yom Kippur, there are different reasons. Let's go discuss that. There are different reasons why you light a ner. One of the reasons is because it's for the neshama. The neshama is subject to din. It's the Yom HaDin. The neshama is going through din. So you ma'oirer Rachman, it's for your neshama by lighting a ner for your own neshama. Now, many people, they're obsessed with lighting neres for other people's neshamas. You have to light neres for your own neshama. You have to do things. You have people very obsessed. They learn mishnayis. You go to a Beis Ovel, you learn mishnayis. Guess what? The best mishnayis you can learn for a neshama, you learn for your own neshama. When you're alive and well and healthy, you have to open up a mishnayis and go through shisha, sidrei mishnah for your own neshama. For your own neshama. Don't rely on someone else to do the work. We all know that when you sign your name on the dotted line, I'm going to learn this mesachta. Boy, you don't want someone to learn Mishnayis for you the way you learn Mishnayis for that neshama. True? Am I saying the truth? So what's the solution? The solution is you learn yourself when you're alive.
So what? Women who don't learn Mishnayis.
Yeah, so why can't they learn Mishnayis? They can learn Mishnayis also. Buy an art school Mishnayis. Sit down and learn Mishnayis. Why not? Why can't they learn themselves? Of course they can learn themselves. In today's day and age, who's stopping them? Adarama. It's much better to go for a woman to go learn Mishnayis than to do other things that she would do with her time. Free time. Nothing. Absolutely nothing wrong. So that's how to teach. You should not make a career in teaching women Mishnayis. But if a woman wants to go to a shira, derech agav, they can learn. Adarabah, kol hakavod. And some say that bezman hazeh, that doesn't apply altogether. That is, if Sarah Shneer, the whole thing doesn't apply bezman hazeh. The Chametz Chaim told us, it was masking to her. The Gedolei Yisrael applied that halach is outdated. I know that sounds like a bikurasis to say such a thing like that. That's been taken in context, but it's not. Even the Hasidim, the very fact that the Hasidim are going to girls' schools, the very fact that every single Hasidus has a moisad where they send their girls is a break from tradition. You talk about Hasidim, right? Tradition. You wear a strimal and a spodik. The very fact they have moisad is a break from their own tradition. How do you explain that? So it goes to show. Times have changed. Okay, let's go further. So there's another very important reason why you light a candle on Yom Kippur. Because ki ner mitzvah v'toira or. What happened Yom Kippur? The Luchos Shniyos. Second edition of the Torah was given to us on Yom HaKippurim. So we're made to commemorate the fact that the Torah is Yom Matan Torah. Mameli is supposed to light a ner. And that takes us back to another secondary reason of why we have the ner tamid. I mentioned you the first reason why we have the ner tamid primarily is because of zecher for the ner ma'aravi. There's another time, nothing to do with the ner ma'aravi. Ki ner mitzvah the Torah or the ner is put right in front of the Arna Kodesh. If the only reason why you lighted the ner tamid is because of the menorah, ner maravi, the ner tamid would not be in front of the Arna Kodesh. You would put the ner tamid out in the hall. You put the ner tamid in the middle of Beis HaKnesses because it's because of the ner tamid, the ner maravi. The ner maravi was in the heichal. Where was it? It was in the middle of the heichal. It was on the Daifen. It was on the Daifen Safin on the northern wall. It was on the Daifen Darim. The Daifen Darim. Why do we makbet to put the ner tamid right in front of the Arna Kodesh? pretty much the same reason why you do it on Yom Kippur. The way, same way every single person lights a Ner Torah Yom Kippur, that's why there's a Ner Tamid in Beis HaKnesset from the Aron, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Art, to show that this is where the Torah resides. The Torah is in there, is the Mitzvah Sekhon Torah is there, and the Torah is R. So really what comes out is that on Yom Kippur, what you're really doing is, when you're lighting your Ner, again, Yom Kippur, you're supposed to light three Neros. You light a Ner, a Yiskar candle, those who need to light for Yiskar, and you light a Ner Shashavas, and you light a Ner Neshama, a Ner for yourself. The truth is, that Ner Neshama, it's a Ner Neshama, but it's also a Ner to commemorate Matan Torah. You're drawing from the Ner Tamar in the Beis HaKnesses. There's a Ner Tamar in the Beis HaKnesses, Kinei Torah Ar, and you're drawing that into your Ner Neshama, which also commemorates Matan Torah. Now, how many candles do you like? And we mentioned different candles, different Minhagim, two, your Chodesh light three, and Shabbos you light four. Okay, they're all different Minhagim, but at a minimum, you light in front of the Aron HaKodesh, you light. Every chassidus has a different set of numbers. Like five every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
When they
now also, you make the menorah. Everyone knows the part you make the menorah. So we have emotions. We have an electric menorah that takes the place of kibbutz shem b'urim. But only if you could have as many neres you want. Every shul has a different number. But one thing you may not have seven, because there's a prohibition to make in the Beis HaKnesses or anywhere for that matter the dogma of what was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash had seven. Under no condition will you make seven. That's one of the reasons why the menorah. Think about it. If you were making the miracle of Chanukah, we're going to commemorate Chanukah. So you make a menorah of eight candles. You would make a menorah of seven candles. So somehow you would chaperine. I don't know. You have to eat. The miracle was 8 days. The miracle was only the Beis Yosef's kasha was only 7 days. The first day was kederach. In all likelihood, you would make a menorah to commemorate the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash of seven neros, not eight neros. The menorah.
It doesn't make, because everyone makes one ner higher, so it doesn't make a difference. You can't make seven. They all make three with one in the middle.
No, you can't do that either. You can't have, it's still a dogma. If you make a menorah of seven, it's very rare. It's very rare. There are shuls. What?
Even if there's like the seventh one is higher?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I know there are shuls. It's very rare. But there are big famous shuls that have menorahs that have seven. And like when you say one is in the center, it's raised above, so it's not a direct violation of the halacha. It's extremely weird, but there are cases. But halacha ma'asa today, it's unheard of anymore in a new shul. No one will do it anymore b'zman hazeh, because the halacha, you're not allowed to have a dogma with the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you have? You have six, you have five, you have three, whatever over here. What do they have? We have five over here?
Five.
Okay, so these are the various different customs. Now, one of the interesting halacha that's not directly related, but there's a whole question in the Beis HaKnesses, what status does an Ezras Noshim have? Okay, this is a very big topic in halacha. You have a Beis HaKnesses, Ein Zeki and Beis, like a Beis HaKnesses Kedusha. What about the Ezras Noshim? Does it have a full status, Kedusha, of the Beis HaKnesses, or is its Kedusha diminished? L'may nafkamina. Well, first of all, when you come to Beis HaKnesses, you come into a holy makom, and the holiness of the makom itself gives you koyach, gives your tefillah more koyach. If you're davening in the Ezras Nashim, do you have the same koyach as if you're davening in the main part of the Beis HaKnesses? So the answer basically is yes and no. Ezras Noshim definitely has a degree of Kedusha, but it's not the same Kedusha as the primary part of the Beis HaKnesses. It's a Ferish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in the beginning of Masech Tekelim, when it goes through all the various levels of Kedusha, it gives the Ezras Noshim a certain degree of Kedusha. A Tful Yoim is not allowed to go into the Ezras Noshim. There's no Chiyuv Karis, but the fact that the Mishnah enumerates it as one of the Madregos, you start with the Harabais, and then you go into the Yerushalayim, the Harabais, the Chel, and then it comes to the Ezras Noshim, and then you go into the
Ezras Noshim. Was that the Ezras Noshim of today or Ezras Noshim of then?
The Beis HaMikdash, but it's still the fact that it's a Mokan.
Before you
come in, it was 15 steps lower. It was right, but the fact that we give there's a Mokan that is Miyuchad for the Noshim, Ezras Noshim, and that Mokan in the Mishnah is designated with a degree of Kedusha that is above the Kedusha of what's outside, the Chel, and that's in turn above what's outside on the Harabayis, being that it's part of the procession of Kedusha, the fact the Mishnah mentions goes to show, it's at least the Masmachta, that if you have a Beis HaKnesses and you have a section of Beis HaKnesses and there's Nashim, it's not purely like the hallway. The hallway does not have the Kedush of the Beis HaKnesses. The Ezras Nashim partially does not. It's very the big machlokes of Poskim.
In the shul and the side.
Yeah. So the question is, if you get the full status of kedusha for your davening when you're davening the Ezras Nashim, we all know. No, so if this makom is miyuchet for the Nashim only, we're not dealing with the shul. They have swinging mechitzah. They take down the mechitzah on Shabbos like this. Then it's part of the main shul. On Shabbos, they make it into the Ezras Nashim. Let's talk about a shul where it's permanent. You have a shul, like many established shuls, there are permanent walls, there are permanent furniture, and there's a mechitza, and they open the mechitza, and there are men always lingering in the Ezras Nashim. They don't want to come into the main shul. There's a man in the main shul.
The shul.
Yeah.
That Ezras Nashim behind that mechitza.
Yeah.
It's less
of Kedusha. Yeah. Yeah, that's that. When davening is in process, and the person is standing there behind in the Ezras Nashim, he's not in the main sanctuary. He's not in a makom that has the full status of kedusha. It's not, and there is something. For example, there's a very big question. Meg minyan. We all talk about all the people talk about this. Many people have a custom Friday night. They don't want to go to shul. So they're going to make a minyan, a local minyan. This person's house on the block every Friday night, and in the person's living room, there's a minyan from Mincha Ma'ariv. Mitzvah Shabbos. We don't go to shul. We rebel. We don't go to shul, we dive in Ma'ariv in this corner house. Everyone knows to come to my house and shul, we dive in 50 minutes after Shkia. We're going to show them up. We're going to dive in at 45 minutes on my corner, and we have even a bigger minyan than the shul. Right? It used to be, I know I used to dive in, they used to dive in between Mincha and Ma'ariv. There was always a break on a Yom Tov night. Let's say it's Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, we dive in Mincha. In between Mincha and Ma'ariv is going to be, let's say, in 25 minutes, and between Mincha and Ma'ariv is going to be a Dvar Torah. So 80% of the shul leaves, and 70% of those 80, 90% of those 80, they go to someone's house nearby, and they make their own minyan to daven. It's mamish, it's a chutzpah neira. Unbelievable. It's a chutzpah nerve. It's a tremendous zilzal to the cover of the Beis HaKnesses. And number two, it's not a davening, because a davening has to be in the makom kodesh. A davening has to be in the makom. Someone's living room is not a Beis HaKnesses. You're not even allowed to do it. It only can be done b'shas hatcha gadol. A person's a choyle mesukin. Even when it's a choyle mesukin, is a shayla. An oval can't go. Or a person's a choyle and he's a tsar. Even a chayla, it's not so simple. You want to go make a minion. Tzila must be done. Tzila must be done in a makom that's miyuchid 24/7 for tzila. If it's not miyuchid for tzila, it's not a place where you daven.
What about if the shul is very far away from most people?
The tzarech, you have no choice. In a chanam, you have no choice. But most of these situations, it's not. That's not the reason. It's ignorance. It's ignorance, and it's just. I don't care. I'm just not interested. It's not right.
Like if it's a rainy day.
Okay, so once in a while, derech harai, you can do it. But the kavias, because you don't want to walk one block. You don't want to walk one block, or because they dive in five minutes. What are you going to do? You're not going to dive more than 5 minutes. So 5 minutes and one block. So you're going to go dive the kavias every single mitzvah shem in someone's house. It's definitely wrong. I'm not the one who's telling this. I'm telling all the Rabbanim say it's wrong. So you right away accuse the Rabbanim. Why are they sick? Because it's affecting their business. It's affecting their business. They're losing members. Listen, that's the world we live in. Everyone is out. Everyone is pointing fingers at everyone else.
Okay.
No, the lobby in the shul does not have kedusha. Sometimes you have no choice. You have two minyan, you have three minyan, chassidim.
They don't want to wait for the Rebbe.
So they want to make their own minyan. It's not. It's the same exact problem. It's not right. People do it because what are you going to tell? They all different types of people. You don't want to fight. Sometimes not having machlekes is much more important than following the halacha. So you do what you have to do. That's the way it is. But so here's the question. The question is: a person is a very serious person, and he goes to shul. He doesn't daven in the living room. He goes to shul, and he goes to shul. So now I'm. Listen, I already went to shul. I'm a kind of halacha. You have to have a makom kodesh. I don't want to go into the main shul. It's cold in the main shul. It's cold. The air conditioner is too strong. I want to daven in the Yeshas Nashim. That's where I want to daven. If I really is it the no, I could put on a sweater and go into the main shul. Is it kedai for me to go through the extra effort and daven in the main shul when I'm more comfortable davening in the Yeshas Nashim? So this is a big machlekes apoyskim. Does the Ezras Nashim have the full status of kedusha like the main part of the shul? It's a machlekes apoyskim. Some say yes, some say not. It sure appears to be it's not the same. L'may nafkamina. Here's a very nafkamina. What?
It's high enough. You can't be counted.
No, let's say there's already 10 people. Let's say you can't be counted in the minyan, right? There's a whole shot being counted for the minyan. The minyan, you have to be in the same room. You have to be in the same room. Once you already have a minyan in the other room, so then you can definitely be mitzvah. Then you can be mitzvah. You get credit for tefillah b'tzibur. No one's coming to deny that. But you're not being mekayim the din of tefillah kedin, keroy. Kedin tefillah keroy means you must be in a makom kadosh. A makom that's miyuchet for tefillah. Now, what am I trying to all bring in over here? L'mayin afkamin. The afkamin is the use of b'tam chazal. They will light candles in the Beis HaKnesses in honor of the Beis HaKnesses. Kibdu es Hashem b'urim. It wasn't just for the lights in front of the Amud. They lit candles all over the Beis HaKnesses. All the lights in the Beis HaKnesses, or Kibdu Hashem b'urim. On Yontif, are you allowed to do this? Is Kibdu es Hashem b'urim an excuse to light a ner, or is it called a ner shel batala that is also to be lit on Yontif? So this question takes up a lot of pages in the Paiskim. If you light Neros on Yom Tov in the Ezras Nashim. So here's nafkamina in the Lahalacha. Is the Ezras Nashim called the Beis HaKnesses? Ad kedei kach, that lechatchila, you can light Neros in the Ezras Nashim to Mekayim Kibdu Es Hashem B'urim. Women, when they come in... I wanted to finish with that. Even the Yechidus. Kibdu Es Hashem is such an important thing. But here's the question. Let's say we're not sensitive to this anymore. Probably because of safety reasons. We don't like having flames all over the place when the children are running around. But in Talmud Chazal, you go to Beis HaKnesses in front of the Amud, but all over the place. Ambiance. Kedusha says, in the Ezras Nashim. Nashim said, Kanios, they come to Shul. They take davening serious. There are Neros, not because of illumination. There's enough light. There are Neros in the Ezras Nashim. Kibdu Es Hashem, Beurim. Yomtif, are you allowed to light the Neros in the Ezras Nashim because of Kibdu Es Hashem? Or that's already stretching it. That's already going too far. It's a Ner Shel Batala. It's a big machlekes apayiskim. Halacha l'maisa, you can do it. That's what it says. You can light it because we do give the heirs a snoshim that status of klusha. Okay, the thing that you mentioned is the meaning of lighting is so choshev lechatchila when you daven the yechidus. If you're davening at home at the kaisel, you can't daven with shul because
fridge today that has a little niche with the candles.
When you're davening the yechidus, there's also an inyan to light a candle. To light a candle to mimake the kedusha of the neshama, the kedusha of the kedusha of tefillah. All right, we'll stop here.